What a most sacred day. What a most holy night. Today that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. This year, the world has known a different kind of reality. People we know, perhaps people in our own families, and even ourselves, have had to face a different set of challenges. The cancellation of a lifelong awaited celebration, the loss of a job, illness, or even the passing of a loved one, sometimes in isolation. In the face of these and other challenges, we ask, what is God's answer to the world this year of 2020? And today, on Christmas Eve, almost Christmas Day, we come to church to learn that His answer is, He comes. He comes and joins the drama. He comes to dwell in our midst. He does not run away from this humanity of ours that suffers and longs for better days. He comes and makes His this same human nature, which He embraces to the point of becoming man Himself. What a great gift of His love. Praised be Jesus Christ. God comes, and He comes to save all men and women. From what? From the power of sin. Sin is our greatest enemy. Sin is the cause for all divisions, all sadness, all suffering, all illness, and even death. It is because of sin that people cry, that we cry. It is because of sin that people get sick and even die. We needed a Savior, and that Savior is born today. He comes to conquer sin and to free us from its power and dominion. Before Christ, it was dark. Because Christ is born, there is light. He is that light. As the prophet Isaiah spoke about it in the first reading, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom and light, of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. And God will conquer sin on the cross. The Savior, a child today, a grown man tomorrow, will offer Himself on the cross as the perfect sacrifice that reconciles God and man. It is that sacrifice of the cross that freed us from the power of sin and opened up the gates of heaven for all who die in friendship with God. Because of this Savior, because of this child, we can now dream with heaven, an eternal joy in paradise. His birth marks a before and after in all human history. Before, again, there was darkness, and now there is light. Before, it was just death. Now there is hope beyond death, a hope that is called paradise. This is why there is joy on Christmas Day. This is why we wish one another a Merry Christmas. Our salvation is made available today. That is a true reason to celebrate, to be joyful, and to be glad. The hymn, Joy to the World, as written in 1718, beautifully describes the wonders of this night. One of the stanzas sings joyfully, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found." Truly this day that the conqueror of sin is born, it is right and just to announce joy to the world. Another Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as written in 1739, also teaches about the gift of this night. Speaking of the child Jesus, the carol sings, "Mild he lays his glory be by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Already as a child, the Savior is victorious. God appears on earth and becomes man to save us from the thought that God is distant and does not care. In his tenderness, the child Jesus saves us from the idea that God is unapproachable. And in his neediness, this baby that is God saves us from the thought that the Almighty is to be feared rather than to be loved. What a most sacred day! What a most holy night! Today, that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. May Christmas Day be a time to come in family, hopefully, to adore Him, the child who is God and man, and who has come to set us free from sin and death. May tomorrow be a peaceful day. May tonight be a most holy night. And once again, Merry Christmas, everyone.